This week in the Missouri Senate, we review an upcoming new law that relates to public records.
Senate Bill 28 allows Missouri State Highway Patrol to charge a $6 fee for a copy of patrol investigated traffic crash.
Senate Bill 28 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee on February 1st, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on Valentine's Day, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 23rd, returned to the Missouri Senate on May 1st, sent to the executive branch on May 10th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Justin Brown of Rolla is the sponsor. When he presented this measure in committee, and when it was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate, this proposal had one goal.
Currently, the report's average cost is $5.99 for a report, but some or more pages therefore cost more to produce under the Sunshine Law. This will be a flat fee for all crash reports regardless of the amount of pages. The intent of Senate Bill 28 is to allow the patrol to establish an automated, more efficient method to distribute standard copies of crash reports. The new system will allow citizens to electronically submit, pay, and receive the request report on an electronic device.
When this legislation was back on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 9th, it looked different. Among the changes made was one that included a change to the Personal Privacy Protection Act, which garnered comments from Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo.
Senator, do you remember last year when we passed that Personal Privacy Protection Act that everybody loved and we felt like it was really going to protect a lot of people from, you know, getting information, private information? There were some concerns from law enforcement. That was the thing that caused OA not to disclose a lot of vendors and things like that. You know what I'm talking about? This is to fix that. So I think it's a good thing.
Senate Bill 28 will become law on August 28th. Another aspect of law enforcement may not become law this year. The governor's only veto, not related to appropriations measures, came against Senate Bill 189. This proposal contained language that was also in Senate Bill 660, which was sponsored by Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County. She says this legislation would have created a cybercrimes task force.
The impetus for this bill was victims had reached out to my predecessor about the importance of making sure that our state laws are keeping up with the times. As all of you know, almost everybody's online now. The technology is just changing every day. And so we will be getting together a team of experts to make sure we're doing everything we can to help prevent these cyber crimes. And if those crimes do happen, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect the victims.
Missouri senators are now 1 month removed from start of the annual veto session, which will begin at noon on Wednesday, September 13th. By law, veto session can last as long as 60 days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.